Josh did hit it on the head. The Galatians passage, it says, we who are Jews by nature, Paul, in his Jewishness, saw what was coming into the church, and it was a false gospel. And it's a cultural identity. You saw that, whether it's a Muslim country and you're culturally identifying, or whether it's a Catholic country, you're culturally identifying, whether it's this country and you have a secular identity, none of that's going to, as Galatians says, deliver you from this present evil world and take you into eternity with God. No, you need to go to God because you are a sinner, and Jesus is the one that will save you. He's the one that did the work. To rely on anything else but his grace is to minimize what he did on the cross, is to say, oh, that wasn't enough, Jesus. Your death, your blood, everything that we celebrate at communion time, just not enough. We have to do what we have to do. Well, no, that's a cultural identity. You added that. You put that in there. That's not going to cut it. I know that the young people, it's been a while ago, but they said it so well and eloquently when they memorized Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Enter ye in at the straight gate, the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are who go in that. But because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it, I suggest we find the narrow way. Let's stand as we close. 359, guide us, Lord.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
I know that that song sounds strange, but it is sort of a segue. Okay, so let's close in prayer. This is going to be a non-typical benediction, but we have our luncheon also to follow. Even if you've not brought anything, there's going to be plenty for anybody who wants to stay. It's a picnic lunch. It's so hot outside, and we heard that it might rain, that we kind of have it inside too. So we could probably do both if there's that many people that want to stay. But feel free to join us in lunch as well. Shall we pray? Gracious Father, our final song has asked you, the God of heaven, to direct our steps through this pilgrim land so that we might be with you and meet with you in eternity, dependent only on you. Lord, in our singing, we've asked you to feed us until we want no more. What that is really referring to is a desire to be wholly and completely dependent upon you and your grace rather than relying on the whim of this world, the caprice, the changing current of the culture that we live in. Lord, I ask that this would be true even among us this day, that the reminder that we received from our missionaries to Italy today. God, would you bless them and their service? Would you give them your speed, that you would provide for them the desires of their hearts, the intents that are brought before you in their own prayers? Ask that you'd supply them their living quarters, Lord. We thank you for answers to prayer in reference to that. But supply them with the personnel, the people that will join and be discipled. But also, Lord, their children, blessings upon them, and God, that they would grow and be nurtured in your most holy faith. Lord, as we gather in fellowship here at an afternoon luncheon, would you bless our time together as people of faith? Lord, that we would rely and depend upon your truth and the gospel. We ask it in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen.